time to check in on MIZ, K-State, and KU. Let's go Cover 3.
Ready, break!
All right. I actually think that this week the conversation around these three teams is pretty straightforward. Let's go ahead and get Missouri out of the way first. I do not think that there is a pathway to the college football playoff if Missouri loses on Saturday on the road to Alabama. I don't think they're going to have the wins necessary. I don't think they're going to have the resume necessary to make it to the college football playoff if they lose on Saturday to Alabama. Their schedule's just too weak if they're going to make the college football playoff. A quick glance at Missouri's schedule the rest of the way, because their schedule was one of the reasons that we thought they had a chance to make the college football playoff. I mean, the rest of the way, they play Alabama, Oklahoma, South Carolina, Mississippi State, and Arkansas. If they lose to Alabama this week, what's their best win? Their best win would be Vanderbilt. Their best win would be Boston College. And now, no disrespect to either one of those teams. They're going to be bowl teams, and Vanderbilt knocked off Alabama this year. Auburn's worse than we thought they were going to be. Oklahoma's worse than we thought they were going to be. South Carolina and Arkansas are just fine. There is no pathway to me for Missouri as a 10-2 team if that's their resume to make the college football playoff. They will go to a nice bowl game. It'll be a great bowl game. They'll go to the Las Vegas Bowl or the Holiday Bowl or the Alamo Bowl or one of those bowls, but they are not going to the college football playoff if they lose to Alabama. If they beat Alabama, and it is not impossible. Like, this is not Alabama that we remember. If you're ever going to catch Alabama slipping, this is the year to do it. This Alabama team's not great by any means. If you're ever going to catch Alabama slipping, it's usually in year one of a new coach. You caught Saban slipping back in 2007, and you are certainly catching Kalen DeBoer slipping right now. Missouri can beat Alabama. Now, they have to play much better than they have played so far this season against quality competition. If they beat Alabama, we can have the conversation about them making the college football playoff. But if they lose to Alabama, that conversation is done in my mind.
I think their schedule is a curse now. We talked about the beginning of the season being a gift, but now if you lose this game, let's compare them to other potential two-loss teams in their own conference.
Yeah, I mean, Texas would have a better resume. Tennessee would have a better resume. Alabama would. Yeah,
A&M.
Their resume compared to any of those other teams is going to fall in comparison.
A&M, LSU, Georgia might have another loss. We can go down the line of team after team after team that in their own conference, and I haven't even expanded the search to say things like, what if Penn State takes two losses? Or what if Ohio State takes another one? Or what if someone gets Oregon? Or Notre Dame again. I don't know what that world looks like. So what, understandably, Mizzou fans were excited about preseason, the schedule is soft, is now going to screw them because they don't go 11-1. Their strength of schedule and their quality wins just don't exist if your losses are A&M and Bama, the only teams on there you view as quality teams. Also, if being honest, Oklahoma being trash screwed Missouri's schedule as much as anything else.
100%. Looking at the Big 12 standings, let's get to K-State and KU here. Let's talk about K-State first. So there are six teams in the league that are either 4-0 or 3-1. BYU and Iowa State are undefeated right now at 4-0. K-State, Cincinnati, Colorado, and Texas Tech. And if you scroll all the way down to the bottom, you can see Rob's team in KU. They are 1-3. Oklahoma State is 0-4. They have not won a single game in Big 12 play. We'll get to Kansas here coming up in a bit. Now, I don't know all the tiebreaker scenarios. Last year, I don't think Chris Klieman knew all the tiebreaker scenarios at the end of the season. At this point, I have no clue who's going to represent the Big 12 in the Big 12 championship. I think BYU is going to be one of those two teams. It is anybody's guess who that other team is going to be. If you're K-State, there's no reason to me why K-State should not only have one loss going into the game on the road against Iowa State. If you lose one of these games that you have over the course of the next month, you let a very big opportunity slip here. The Big 12, at least the portion that you have, is a little weak. You got KU, who has been losing to everybody. Houston, who's bad. Arizona State at home. Cincinnati at home. So we're talking about two teams new to the conference, new environments. I know Cincinnati's been here, but on the road in late November in Manhattan, Kansas. And then you go on the road to play Iowa State. I would encourage you right now. I'm going to tell you right now. I'm looking at it right now. You can get tickets to that K-State-Iowa State game for $40. If you think K-State's going to be good, I start buying those tickets right now. Because you know what's about to be the priciest ticket in college football. If K-State and Iowa State both play each other and the winner goes to the Big 12 championship and still has a chance to go to the college football playoff, that is a playoff game. And we know the history between those two programs. So if you are a K-State fan and you are on the fence about it, I will go ahead and buy those tickets right now, because those $40 tickets, they're going to be like $150 here coming up in a month if K-State does what they're supposed to do.
That game in Ames is a playoff game. Because K-State should win all their games going into that one. And looking at Iowa State's schedule, they should do the same. They got a bye this week, and then Tech at home at Kansas, which will be a home game for the Cyclones. Cincinnati at home and at Utah. And Utah, talk about a team that has not lived up to expectations.
No, not
Utah,
at all. Utah, their quarterback's always hurt.
Well, we should have seen. And they just fired their OC. Like, Utah and that team. The winner of K-State, Iowa State is headed to Arlington. I know how K-State fans get weird if you call it Dallas. They're headed to Arlington to take on BYU. Also, BYU will be in that game because BYU's schedule is somehow the easiest I've ever seen down the stretch. Their toughest game's Utah. That's a rivalry game, so I get it gets different. But again, Utah wildly have underwhelmed this season.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now, man. You can get lower levels for K-State, Iowa State right now at 60 apiece. I would just start getting ready, K-State fan.
That's Thanksgiving weekend, right?
Yeah, just start getting ready. You know that ticket. I'm telling you right now. You know what game is going to be frigid? November 30th in Iowa sounds absolutely miserable outside. That sounds fun to you, Rob?
I mean,
that don't sound fun to me. That sounds terrible.
Not to me. Have you ever been to – you actually been to Ames.
I have been to Ames before.
You've been to Ames when it was cold. You didn't go outside, but
– yeah, no, I've been to Ames when it was cold and it was miserable.
You can see for miles because nothing is stopping the skyline.
I went to Hilton Coliseum, and I had to take that walk from the parking to the stadium, and boy, let me tell you, that was a cold walk. I'm going to tell you, it was a cold walk. KU, this is where I'm supposed to have KU thoughts. Are you guys going to make a bowl game?
No.
It's basketball season, right?
I mean
we don't have to fake talk about KU football anymore. We can move on, right?
They could be a fun spoiler. They have every team who's good is on their schedule. They'll probably lose all of them, but they could spoil someone's season. They could ruin BYU's season. They could ruin Colorado's season. They could trip up Iowa State. Those are the three games where it's like, oh, you can be spoiler. But yeah, their season's over.
They don't have a home game left.
Colorado will be a home game. Iowa State won't.
No, Iowa State will absolutely not be a home game. I'm telling you that right now. Iowa State will not be a home game. Not at all. UKU fans, y'all don't want to go out there when it's warm. You're going to go out there in a couple of weeks when basketball starts and it's going to be a little windy outside. It's going to be 30,000 people there. 24,000 of them are going to cheer for Iowa State.
Oh, Iowa State's bringing more than that. Have you seen T-Mobile Center in March?
Yeah, that's a little different, though. That's a little different. They treat that like a party. We outside, we drinking, it's warm outside. That's a little different. Now, they might bring about 40, 45. They might bring 50,000 people down here to the Iowa State Invitational.